Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good, look, good result, I'd say, right? Here is the performance we're happy with, and that's been blunt and honest. The guys know that at halftime. I don't know what we were up at halftime, but we asked for more at halftime. They responded, but we want more the next day. We'll need more the next day, no doubt about that.
He led from the word go, and I suppose if you concentrate on your defence, I think he Bandon only got 2 points on play, so yeah. That has to please you.
Yeah, absolutely. The defenders, I'm always saying it, I played in the backs myself, and it's right. Always the backs. You know, if they're not performing, we won't get the scores up there in the field, as simple as that. And they were excellent. Two men out there, excellent. They're up the field at the end there. You know, I'm just proud of the lads. They worked their socks off all year, and it's great to actually, you know, come out away with two wins, two good performances, and more to build on, and it's great. We're looking forward to the next day.
I know you were a back.
I suppose
I suppose goals win matches, yeah. And the penalty was well won by Sean O'Donoghue.
Yeah.
It was initially saved and finished by Colin brilliantly.
Yeah, and look, Paddy, you were around the game a long time. you have to be on your toes. Guys have to expect a rebound, a save. Everything can happen. So, in fairness, Colin Casey was onto the rebound and a great goal. So, happy with that. Happy that they were on their toes and focused and tuned in. Another day, they might have just turned their back and expect one to put it over the bar or anything like that. So, yeah, delighted with that as well.
Coming up to half-time, he got a point, and then the goal from Sean was... They had to be crucial scores.
Yeah, got goals. You said that their goals win games.
Yeah.
And it deflates the other team a bit when, you know, you're getting three goals. So, a big help. I'm saying the three goals, massive help, yeah.
In the second half, I think, you know, like, Bandon were... I think they only got 3-4 points in that second half, and he really drove on. And, you know, from early on the second half, there was really no doubt about it. You might like to admit that now, but from our vantage point, it looked like that.
To be fair, that's probably correct, Jared. Look, we always knew they weren't going to lie down, they were going to come at us, and they did. They tried, you know, valiant defending there. And but on the other side, then, any ball that went up, it generally sticked. And, you know, we got some great scores in the second half, and delighted with it.
I suppose, look, it's one of your two games now, and your last game against Valley Rovers, who won tonight against y'all. There's a great history between those two clubs, even though they're very far away from each other, but they've played each other a lot. I'm sure you've played against them on a few occasions.
Valleys? Yeah. Well, I'm a Bears man. I played Premier Intermediate against Valleys, all right, a long time ago now, when our second team in the Bears were Premier Intermediate. So, yeah, look, Valleys are... renowned for their physicality and their work rate, and that's what we'll expect the next day. And if we don't bring that, we won't get a result.
I suppose, to be fair though, to win two games in the way to structure the great competition, that you have a real good chance now of making the playoffs, to be fair.
Yeah, but look, we were kind of, you know, we were worried tonight with the five-day turnaround. It was really harsh on club players, because a lot of our guys are dual players as well, and I know other clubs are 5 days, they'd have to really look at that, because like, I know there was 5 days for a y'all match and this match, and then there's a 3 week gap. Maybe if they find a balance, like, maybe, you know, give two weeks, it's championship, like, lads are working 9 months for this, and you see guys out on their feet there tonight. That was just down to the 5 day turnaround, like, and it was on both sides, you know. They played 5 days ago as well, so it's harsh on everybody. It's hard. I know that they're the rules, we have to get on with it, we can't do anything about it now, maybe. But yeah, it's hard. It is hard, and I feel sorry for the club players, because look, the dual players, because they are playing football championship next Friday, and you know, I know all rising tide lifts all boats, and they're buzzing as well. The footballers, they had a great win themselves, but they'll have to get the bodies right now for next week, and it's going to be a hard task now, in fairness.
A final question, a kind of a personal question.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned about being a player, you're now a coach. How do you find that transition, if you wish?
I started coaching when I was 21, I coached the Bears minor football team. We got to a county final. That was my first gig. I was 3 or 4 years older than the lads. And since then, I played away junior, but I trained every team in the Bears, bar the senior hurlers. So I'm coaching a long time. And look, I don't do it if I don't get a buzz out of it. And like, all the coaches are the same. All my managers are the same. They get the buzz out of it. This is what we coach for. Like the seed nights like this.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.